here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us today. We have lots of news and interesting discussion tonight about local soccer, national and international soccer. A lot of things going on in the world of soccer, and we'll try to touch as many of them as we can this evening. The Western New York Flash have an important home match this Saturday, taking on FC Kansas City, the defending NWSL champions twice over. The kickoff will be at 7 p.m. at Rochester Rhino Stadium. And head coach Paul Riley of the Flash will join us at 7 o'clock to talk about that match and also the 1-1 tie that the Flash had in Seattle on Saturday. In just a moment, we'll be joined by Rhino star Canardo Forbes. He will be on to talk about the team's 3-1 win over FC Montreal on Saturday. And interestingly enough, something I've never seen in a soccer match, all three of the Rhinos' goals came off corner kicks from the foot of Canardo Forbes. So we'll talk to Canardo about that. And the Rhinos have two road matches coming up in the next few days against Toronto on Wednesday and Bethlehem Steel on Sunday. The Rhinos are back home August 3rd to take on the Richmond Kickers at 7 o'clock. Dick Howard will be on to have the discussion on international soccer. Got some transfer news. We got some preseason matches that are kicking off, getting ready for the start of the league seasons in Europe. And Michael Lewis will be on with us as well. He's out at a soccer match this evening, but we'll get him on to talk about what's going on in Major League Soccer. The New York City Derby takes place this coming Sunday. Both New York teams were in action yesterday. Plus, we have news on the U.S. Women's National Team as they prepare for the Olympic Games coming up in Rio. They have a match coming up on Friday against Costa Rica. So we'll have that from Michael Lewis. And unfortunately, Joe Sirianni is not with us tonight. He has a previous engagement, so I'll be taking you through this hour of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And before we get to Canardo Forbes, just want to send a shout-out and a thank you to the fans of FC Montreal and, of course, the Montreal Impact. They made their way to Rochester on Saturday and cheered on FC Montreal, who led the Rhinos for much of the first half of the match, and they were singing and chanting. They brought their flags. If you saw the match against New York City FC yesterday at Stade Saputo, they were there as well. So they brought a lot of color, a lot of pageantry, and a lot of atmosphere to the match. So thank you, gentlemen and ladies, for coming down, taking a six-hour trip from Montreal to grace us with your presence at Rochester Rhino Stadium. And we'll hope to see you next year when the FC Montreal returns to the stadium. Right now, let's bring in our first guest. He is the 2015 Rhinos Offensive Player of the Year, and he did something, again, I don't think it's been done in a match that I've ever seen. Three corner kicks were converted by the Rhinos on Saturday's match, and Canardo Forbes, our guest, delivered all three, and he joins us now to talk about that and the Rhinos matches coming up this week. Canardo's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. As I mentioned, the Rhinos are back home on Wednesday, August 3rd at 7:05, taking on the Richmond Kickers in USL action. You can get your Rhinos tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com, or you can also go down to the box office during regular business hours at 460 Oak Street. Canardo, welcome back to the show, and congratulations on the big win on Saturday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And it was a very enjoyable match. It was nice to have the atmosphere that the Montreal fans brought to the stadium. So the Oak Street Brigade and the Stampede, they all were cheering the Rhinos, and Montreal fans were cheering, and it was almost like a European-style match. Did you guys notice the cheering back and forth and the chants between the groups of fans?
Yes, we were well aware of it, and it's a good feeling for the players and a good thing for the league also, because the fan base is getting bigger and you got fans traveling 5-6 hours to support their team. So I think it's good for the league and good for the players to see.
Certainly is, and it just worked out that the Impact didn't play till Sunday, so the fans were free to come down. I saw some of the same large flags at the Stade Saputo on Sunday during the match when I watched it on TV, as I saw at the Rhino Stadium on Saturday. So it was a lot of fun, and certainly I think it helped the FC Montreal players. They took an early lead, which is unusual for them. They're not doing very well this season, but after they scored that early goal, the fans got even more into it, and you can tell that the Montreal players were really juiced up and really playing very well in the match.
Yeah, that's good for them, because the team come out, pressed us really well for the first 30 minutes. They have most of the ball for the most part, so they did a good job, maybe feeding off their fan base, but they did a good job, and for us, I think that's one of our below par games since we lost in Orlando. So
certainly.
That was an eye-opener for the team. So I guess we're going on the road to Toronto Wednesday. So hopefully we can evaluate ourselves as players and as a group and put out a better performance. Hopefully come back with 3 points.
So it's a big week for the Rhinos. The Rhinos have Wednesday against Toronto FC 2, team that beat the Rhinos last time out, and then Bethlehem Steel on Sunday. But we were talking in the press box during the first half, and I kept saying to the people there, the only way that the Montreal fans are going to be quiet is if the Rhinos score a goal, and it finally happened late in the first half. And you know, when you see a player like Christian Valeski, who just for some reason has Montreal's number, he scored 9 goals against them in 7 matches. Did you guys try to get the ball to Christian, knowing that he's done so well against Montreal? And of course, he scored the first goal in the half off that corner kick that you took and put it right onto his head.
Yeah, that's the plan, because it's confident sky high against Montreal, so we plan to use him as much as possible, as much as we can.
So and tell us about the
to get him the ball as soon as we can.
So tell us about the corner kick, that first corner kick. You know, the Rhinos are down 1-0. You get a corner, and were you looking for Christian specifically on the far post on that corner?
No, not from a corner kick. I was looking mostly for Steven DeSantos, Joe Farrell. That's our main targets in the year, so I was looking for them too. But luckily, Christian was right there. So that's good for him.
It's in the right place at the right time. We're speaking with Canardo Forbes of the Rochester Rhinos. The Rhinos in action this Wednesday against Toronto FC 2 at 7 o'clock, and then 4 p.m. kickoff on Sunday at Bethlehem Steel. You can go to uslsoccer.com to watch the matches live online. And I've been a fan and watched soccer for more years than I want to say on the air. I'd say it's more than a number of decades. Canardo, and I have never seen a match where all 3 goals from a team came off corner kicks. It was something it's very unusual. I mean, you see set piece plays, but specifically corners. Was it something that you guys were working on during the weeks for Montreal specifically, or is it just the fact that those corners were converted in this match, all 3 of them?
No, not just about Montreal. That's one of our strengths. We did it from last year because we got the bigger guys in the league, and we got a great header of the ball, Joe, a rookie defender, and Steven DeSantos. Sometimes with a Sonny Samuel, so that's one of our strengths, be able to be dangerous on set pieces. So that's one of our strengths.
It certainly was. And the second goal was Joe Farrell headed the ball into the ground, and then Steven headed it past the keeper, Crepo, to make it 2-1. And then the third goal, the ball came back out to Wall Fall, who just buried it, and that really put the match away. But it was a very hard-fought match. I think it was a good match for the Rhinos. The Rhinos had to come from behind, which is always important, especially with this time of the season. And now you go on the road for 2 matches, and playing two matches in a week is always difficult. So what is the team doing to prepare for Toronto and then for Bethlehem on Sunday?
I mean, you just have to take one game at a time. And I mean, today was a very light practice for most of the guys, including myself, who played a lot over the past four or five games. So, I mean, the coach, we trust the coaching staff, so they've given us the rest as we needed. And just for us to just go out there and do our best as a team, play collectively as a team.
And, of course, the match on Wednesday coming up, it's a quick turnaround for the Rhinos. Are we going to see maybe some different players on Wednesday that we didn't see on Saturday take the field against Toronto?
Yes, because mainly we got some guys with visa issues. So some guys won't be making the trip. So obviously the squad has to be rotated. So that's one of the main reasons we're going to see some different guys. And the coach... I always rotate the squad when we got two games in a week, so we trust him on that part to do a very good job rotating in the squad, putting the right players at the right time.
So when will the team be traveling up to Toronto? Will they be going up tomorrow or be going up Wednesday, early Wednesday?
No, we'll leave tomorrow at 1:30.
Okay, well, Canardo, we wish you and the team good luck this week in two very important matches against division competition, the Toronto FC 2 on Wednesday at 7 o'clock up in Ontario, and then down in Pennsylvania against Bethlehem Steel on Sunday at 4 p.m., and look forward to seeing you guys back on August 3rd. It seems so far away, but the Richmond Kickers will be coming to town, and that'll be the next time the Rhinos will be back at home. So wish you guys all the best and bring home 6 points in this coming week.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you, Canardo. It's Canardo Forms, a member of the Jamaican national team. We should mention that as well. And, of course, one of the top players for the Rochester Rhinos. Be sure to watch USLsoccer.com to see the match on Wednesday live up in Toronto. And then Sunday, 4 p.m., the Rhinos make their first ever trip down to play Bethlehem Steel, one of the new teams in the USL this season. When you come back on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, we will be joined by Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll get you caught up on all the latest news from the world of international soccer. Teams are getting ready for the big new seasons and the leagues, and we'll talk about that next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
I want to jam it with you. We're jamming.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The West and New York Flash play their final home match before the Olympic break this Saturday at 7 p.m. against the two-time NWSL champion FC Kansas City at Rochester Rhino Stadium. The Flash have just 2 home matches left in the regular season, so be sure to buy your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK. Go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The West and New York Flash, experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore! Buzz.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarageDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have two road matches this week as they look to move up the USL East standings. On Wednesday, the Rhinos travel north of the border to face Toronto FC 2 at 7 p.m. Then on Sunday, the Rhinos take on Bethlehem Steel at 4 p.m. Both matches can be seen live online at USLSoccer.com. The Rhinos are back home on Wednesday, August 3rd, hosting the Richmond Kickers at 7 p.m. Purchase your Rhinos tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. You can call 328-3382 to make an appointment for a consultation or to get your teeth cleaned or if you have some dental work that you need to have checked out. Or you can go to the website at davidolivodmd.com to find out more about the practice and get some tips on how to make sure that your teeth and gums are top-notch and the best they can be. So, again, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, we're proud to have him as our title sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick, how are you doing tonight?
Very well, Andrew. Thank you.
And, you know, sometimes we get things right on this show. You know, last week, our last little bit we talked about a team that nobody's probably ever heard of before called the Lincoln Red Imps, a team from Gibraltar who was playing in the Champions League qualifying round against Celtic of Scotland, one of the biggest teams in the world. I just mentioned them because of the name of their team and the fact that they have all part-time players. And wouldn't you know, they beat Celtic. Incredible.
Well, what we said, though, Andrew, isn't it? We talked about football, soccer being the most unpredictable sport, and that often David will beat Goliath. And Brendan Rodgers said it was no embarrassment. He said they'll be different in the second leg, but who knows? You know, they defended well in depth. They had a goalkeeper that played one of his best games ever. And the pitch was a little bit of a factor, but still, that should never happen to a team like Glasgow Celtic. A big embarrassment, I feel. Rodgers saying it was no embarrassment. It was an embarrassment, believe you me.
Certainly, and I'm sure that the people in Glasgow were potentially calling for his hide after one match. But the team that Lincoln from Gibraltar, they included a taxi driver, a fireman, and a customs official. As a matter of fact, some of them actually put in a full day of work before playing in the match last Tuesday. So the second leg is Wednesday in Glasgow. These players have never played before this size crowd in their lives. And I think there's going to be some nerves, and I would not be surprised if Celtic does a number on Lincoln, but they could never take away that victory in the first leg of the
It's great for the game when those kinds of things happen, and certainly we're going to see a lot of that throughout the upcoming seasons across Europe and around the world.
Interestingly enough, Celtic after this match on Wednesday, they have a friendly match against a team that we talked a lot about last year. One Leicester City, the Foxes, the Premier League champions. They'll be on Saturday. You can watch the match live on national television here in the United States. I'll get you the station in just a second, but there's already been talk about what's going on with Leicester. Can they possibly repeat as champions? They've talked about the odds, and even Claudio Ranieri said if the odds were 5,000 to 1 last year, they're 6,000 to 1 this year that they would repeat as EPL champions. Is it possible, Dick, that they could do the unthinkable and win the league?
Anything
again
is possible, but I don't think it's likely to happen. I think you're looking at what's going to be a very competitive Premiership in the upcoming season, and I think the movement, Kante's gone to Chelsea for $50 million. Mahrez would like, if possible, to go to Barcelona. There's going to be some movement. He's made some signings. It's good that players such as Schmeichel has opted to stay with the club, but it's going to be very difficult for them this upcoming season, I think.
Well, Celtic and Leicester will play at ESPN at 12:30 on Saturday if you want to see Leicester. And you mentioned N'Golo Kanté, the French international. He is now with Chelsea. That was confirmed. He's already suited up for Chelsea in their preseason. And Mahrez wants to leave. He wants to go to a bigger club, but so far nothing has happened as of yet. But you mentioned Barcelona. I'm sure there's plenty of teams that would like to have his services, whether they be in England or possibly on the continent. I think he might want to go away from England, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's interesting, some signings. One interesting one that wouldn't get the headlines was of Michael McGovern, who played so well for Northern Ireland in the World Cup, in the Euro 2016 World Cup. I hope they'll be there next year.
Maybe.
Or in 2018. But he has moved to Norwich City, which I think is great, that his performances in Euro were good enough to get the attention of a Premiership team, on a team that is going to be hoping to get into the Premiership. But, that's good. The one interesting one, of course, Andrew, is Pogba, who left Manchester United on a free, and now he's coming back at possibly a fee of $100 million. So you've got all kinds of things happening.
There's a lot of transfers. We're just starting with the transfer window. There's a lot of big names. Of course, Ibrahimovic is already at Manchester United.
Good signing by Manchester United.
And it gets to the talk, though, not even just with the players. It's the coaches in England. I mean, you've got some of the biggest named coaches in the world now in the Premiership, from Mourinho back at now Manchester United, Guardiola at Manchester City, Klopp at Liverpool, Conte at Chelsea. And, of course, you got the old guard that are still doing their thing as well. I mean, it's going to be quite a season. I'm looking forward to it, and it's right around the corner.
It's great, and as I say, you alluded to the International Champions Cup, which is in three areas, USA and Europe. There's going to be games. There's going to be games in Australia and games in China, and you look at here, the business of sport, Andrew, isn't it, where teams are going, where their sponsorships are, and there'll be some outstanding crowds, I know, especially in the US of A, because you don't often get the opportunity to see top-flight teams, and there's some top-flight teams, including Joe's team, Juventus. They're going to be in Australia playing in their games. But it makes for a very interesting summer with the season being so, so short, isn't it, the off-season for players. They hardly have time to recover.
Especially with the Euros and Copa America, it is a very short turnaround. So there's just so many matches coming up. Most of them will be on ESPN. You mentioned the first match is going to be Manchester United against Borussia Dortmund. That takes place in China. Then Juventus takes on Melbourne Victory, 5 a.m. if you want to get up that early, all at the Juventus fans on Saturday. And then you mentioned Celtic against Leicester City. You've got, of course, Inter's playing. They're playing tonight, as a matter of fact, against Real Salt Lake in a friendly. They're going to be playing Paris Saint-Germain. Paris Saint-Germain will also take on Real Madrid. Bayern Munich will face AC Milan in what they're calling the Audi Football Summit. That's going to be in Chicago. Chelsea-Liverpool play in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl. I mean, it's just a boatload of matches, Dick. And fortunately, none in Canada this year, unfortunately. I know they had one there last year, I believe.
No, there's none being announced certainly for Toronto, although ironically Real Madrid have a training camp in Montreal all this week in preparation for their games in the International Champions Cup. All the practices, unfortunately, though, are closed to the public. It would be nice for them to, on one of the days that they'll be in Montreal, open it up for the passionate fans. And earlier in the program, we talked about passionate fans, the ultras, supporting the impact of Montreal. And they certainly make a noise, don't they, when they come to travel to opposing grounds.
I got to see them up close and personal. For the first half, they were right in front of the press box, so it was very difficult to see.
Did they have the flags and everything?
Yes, they did, and they were very large and very hard to see around. But, you know, I was very happy that it was there because it's great to have that atmosphere that you don't see in the smaller stadiums and the smaller teams a lot of cases. I mean, obviously, there's some exceptions, but you don't see that European atmosphere. I mean, I watched the game yesterday with Montreal against New York City FC. We'll talk more about that with Michael a little bit later, but certainly the ultras were singing a lot. Even though Montreal lost 3-1, it was still a very passionate crowd. They were waiting for that match. They wanted to see, you know, Pirlo and Frank Lampard and David Villa come up and play in Stade Saputo.
Yeah, a bit of a disappointment with regard to that, but not as disappointing as Toronto, you know, losing to a San Jose team that ended up with 9 players on the field at the end of the game, and TSC unfortunately lost it 2-1, and Dinko unfortunately is yet to score. He's on a real scoreless drought at the present time, but in defence of TSC, no Altidore, no Bradley, no Johnson, no goalkeeper Irwin, so they are missing some key players, but that was quite the shock in losing in San Jose.
What is it with Toronto and playing against teams with 9 men? You know, as soon as I saw that, I just thought back to 1977 and the Rochester Lancers against the Toronto Metros, when the Lancers were down to 9 men and won the most improbable match, 1-0 in the NASL playoffs. And what are the odds it happens again to a Toronto team in the top flight losing to a team with 9 men?
It's certainly unusual, and you're right when you mention that. You know, there's some great playoff games, weren't there? And in fact, Metros Croatia, of course, beat the Lancers en route to winning the championship in 1976.
That's right.
So good rivalry over the years between the two cities. And, of course, we've got it on Wednesday with the Rhinos traveling north, as you mentioned, to play TFC 2. So I hope to be able to watch that game on Wednesday night and see if Bob Lilly and the boys can bounce back, because last time, of course, they lost 2-1 to the young Toronto team.
And first time that the Rhinos have lost to TFC 2, so it's an important match again. The Rhinos, you can watch it on USLsoccer.com. You can see the match live online. So, Dick, if you can, next week we can talk about that match and what's coming up with international soccer, with a lot of the International Champions Cup matches, and probably more transfers to talk about.
Always something now. Never a dull moment, Andrew.
It certainly is. There's never an off season in soccer. At least most years there isn't. But my wife always tells me that. But this year it's going to be fun to start up the European leagues again, and of course MLS and USL and all the other leagues still happening, and the Olympic
it's
Games.
It's 12 months a year, isn't it?
It's a busy year for soccer in 2016. Dick, thanks so much as always, and we'll talk to you next Monday night.
Great, Andrew. Take care. Talk to you next week.
Bye bye. Dick Howard live on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick in the International Report every Monday on our show. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Paul Riley. The Flash prepare to host the NWSL champions, FC Kansas City, this Saturday at Rochester Rhino Stadium. Next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Sports leader. You're listening. listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221 CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash play their final home match before the Olympic break this Saturday at 7 p.m. against the two-time NWSL champion FC Kansas City at Rochester Rhino Stadium. The Flash have just 2 home matches left in the regular season, so be sure to buy your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK. Go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have 2 road matches this week as they look to move up the USL East standings. On Wednesday, the Rhinos travel north of the border to face Toronto FC 2 at 7 p.m. Then on Sunday, the Rhinos take on Bethlehem Steel at 4 p.m. Both matches can be seen live online at USLSoccer.com. The Rhinos are back home on Wednesday, August 3rd, hosting the Richmond Kickers at 7 p.m. Purchase your Rhinos tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here. Joe Sirianni will be back with us on next week's show. And some gentlemen from Liverpool joining us on in the bumper music. Of course, Beatles. And our next guest from Liverpool, England. And returning to our show, the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Paul Riley. Paul's appearance brought to you by the Flash. Flash home this Saturday night at 7 p.m. taking on FC Kansas City. You can get your tickets by calling 271-KICK, visiting the box office at 664 University Avenue, or going to WNYFlash.com. Paul, welcome back to the show, and congratulations on the recent run of form, 7-2-1 in your last 10 matches.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, everything's going pretty well at the moment.
Well, Paul, I got to ask you, first of all, I was very surprised when I saw the note from the league saying that you were suspended for the game on Saturday against Seattle. I guess one thing went right through my mind is, did they tell you this before you went to, did you actually go to Seattle and then they told you you were suspended, or did you know beforehand?
Yeah. No, we didn't know. When we landed in Seattle is when I found out. But that's, I mean, that's to be expected, you know. I mean, nothing's done prior to, and you know, we get on a flight, we get there, we prepare all week, and then, 6 o'clock on Friday night, you know, you get a text message. So it is what it is, and, obviously, more importantly was getting a result there than anything else, and obviously the girls managed to get a great result, which obviously keeps Seattle, 8 points behind us and puts us in a pretty good spot. Intent of moving forward, you know.
Now, did Seattle come out? I know they scored early in the third minute. Did they come out with like a house of fire because of the situation in the previous match at Frontier Field, and obviously also having Hope Soul and Megan Rapinoe were there addressing the crowd, even though they didn't suit up. They were there to get the crowd going. Did they come out like really strong in that match?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously with us winning the week before, they had to win this game. I mean, for them to, you know, get a chance of, finishing at least home field advantage in the playoffs, they have to win the game. So they came out like a bat out of hell first 15 minutes, were under the cosh a little bit. And to be honest with you, we did all right. We got through that area, and then we had two goals disallowed. We had 16 shots. I think it was 16, 18 shots in the game, which away from home is not easy to do, you know. But, yeah, we played well once we settled in. I think it was, again, we got a young team. We seem to start most games not so well, you know, the first 5-10 minutes once we settle in and get a bit of confidence on the ball, and we seem to do all right. And it was a difficult start for us, but still we've been a very, very tough team to play, you know. And I think, you know, the one thing I had to know the team before we left the hotel in Seattle was the fact that, you know, a year ago there wouldn't be a rivalry with Seattle. They were already 25 points clear of us, you know. So I think for there to be a rivalry, then it's just showing the improvement in the group and what the group's been able to do. And there's no question. I mean, a year ago, there was no rivalry. Now there's a big rivalry between the two clubs, you know, which is, I guess, great for the sport. So onward we march, you know.
It certainly is great for the sport, and I got to give the ladies a lot of credit. They weathered the early storm, and and Paul, when you have a match and you're a coach, you always say the first 5 minutes of a half and the last 5 minutes of a half are the most important. And scoring that goal right at the stroke of halftime, really, I think just took Seattle out of the match, because the second half you guys were totally dominant and could have easily have gotten all 3 points.
Well, we're similar to the home game, you know. They scored first. We scored, you know, two right before halftime in the home game. We scored right before halftime in the away game, you know. And it sets up, you know, great second half, really. And both second halves at home and away, we dominated, I think, both those 45 minutes. And I think we just grew with the game, you know. And it's not easy to beat Seattle, you know. They've got, obviously, five or six of the best foreign players in the world. I mean, they're truly a unique team in our league. You know, a lot of the foreigners have done very well for them, which they haven't done well in a lot of other teams, but for some reason they've been to get good foreign players, and they've done well for them. And they didn't lose. They only lose, well, Rapinoe's been out all season. They only really lost Hope Solo. So, you know, we lost Sam Hughes, obviously. Alana Kennedy was missing. Sabrina, the goalkeeper, was missing. And now, obviously, Abby Erzik's gone from us, you know, which will be a big loss, because she's got a great couple of games for us in that hole in mid, and good leader, and you know, she's certainly up for the battle every time we play, so we're going to miss her for sure going to the Olympics.
A lot of teams are going to be missing a lot of players, so it's important that the young players step up, the players that maybe who are not the first choice players in many cases for all the teams in the NWSL are going to have to step up now, and with these next couple weeks with the players off before the Olympic break happens, so the last matches will be at the end of July, and then the teams will pick up at the end of August to finish out the schedule. So this is what this Saturday's match, FC Kansas City, they're the two-time defending champions, but they're in trouble right now when it comes to the playoffs. They're down in eighth place, and they're only at 13 points. They're right now 8 points behind Chicago for the last playoff spot, so they really have to come in and win this match. And do you expect to see them come out very strong and try to get an early advantage and maybe try to sit on the lead with knowing that you've got Nicole Barnhart in goal, who certainly was one of the best keepers in the world?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. They lost a lot of players in the offseason, 8 to 9 players. And, you know, obviously Becky, Heather O'Reilly are both missing. from the game, which is two huge losses. Not having A-Rod or Singer up front is obviously hurting them too, but they're still a good side. I mean, they went to Portland 2 weeks ago and won in Portland, which is not an easy place to win. And you know, they lost to Washington, probably right now the best team in the league. So, I mean, you know, they've only got 13 points, but they're a dangerous team, and they've got a lot of quality, I think, throughout the team. They play great football. And, you know, away from home, they've done much better away from home than they've done at home this year. So, I mean, they're going to be a difficult proposition. And like you said, they do have to win the game. I mean, that's something they have to do if they're going to stay in the hunt. They're running out of games. There's only six games left after this weekend. So I think everyone realizes we're all running out of points. So you need to get points now. And I think these two games before the break are critical for just about every team in the league. And it either sets you up for success or sets you up for failure come when we come back at the end of August. So I think it's a, you know, it's a crucial 2 weeks for every team in the league. And there's and no doubt, I mean, you know, they have to win the game to stay in it. And we have to win the game to keep pushing on and to keep trying to improve. You know, we've done a pretty good job at home. The home form's been good, and just got to get more people in there to watch us. And you know, I think it'd be great for the league if we could. And you know, the only thing you think you can do that is keep trying to win and keep trying to play good football and entertaining football. And you know, we've created a lot of chances the last few weeks, a lot of shots on goal. And you know, we have a great partnership up front with Jess McDonald and Lynn Williams that are leading the league in scoring, both first and second. And you know, Jess is leading in the assists, leading the league in assists. So there's a lot of positives in the group. You know, we just signed a Belgian international, Janice Kamen, who's going to come in. She'll be around this weekend and available to play. So looking forward to seeing her play and just give us another boost like Leanne Sanderson did the England international, and obviously McCourt and Boney coming back. So made a couple of changes recently, and they've been very positive for the group and given us even more energy than we normally have. So it's been great. And, you know, Caitlin Rowland's playing against her old team. You know, we just got her in a trade from Kansas City. She was Barney's backup in goal for a long time, and now she's getting a chance to start in the lineup and make her mark to be a number one in this league. So, you know, it's a lot of good side stories for this weekend, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, when you have a player, especially a goalkeeper, playing against their former team, it's almost like a catch-22. You know, the players on the other team know what the goalie will do, but the goalie also knows what the other players will do, and maybe talk to the defenders and know the tendencies of the players. So it's going to be a very interesting match. The teams played earlier. This is actually the first game of the year when the Flash came away with a victory. So, and then we see Heather O'Reilly missing that penalty kick at the very end of the match. So we won't see Heather O'Reilly. She's been a thorn in the Flash's side for many years. She's always seemed to score goals against the Flash, but this year she's not going to be here because of the Olympics. So could give the Flash an advantage.
I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, I think the Flash fans are probably happy as well.
To the Canadian in the midfield, you know. And she's, you know, she's another top-class holding mid. Wachowski's gone out of that midfield too. She just retired. So, you know, they've been hurt by retirements and pregnancies and Olympic people. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's never a good time to play anybody, but, you know, hopefully we're in good form and they're coming on the road and, you know, we know how important the game is for us. So I think it'll be all hands to the deck.
And remember, there's only two home matches left, ladies and gentlemen, for the Western New York Flash before the NWSL playoffs. This match coming up on Saturday, and then the last home match in season will be the late in August against the Houston Dash with Carly Lloyd and Morgan Bryan. So get your tickets for the match on Saturday by calling 271-KICK. Go to WNYFlash.com or go down to the box office at 664 University Avenue and be out there and support this team. You know, a victory could put the Flash in their first place going into that last weekend before the Olympic break. So, Coach, I know it's a big match for both teams, and I know both teams want 3 points, so it should be very exciting.
Yeah, it should be a good one. I mean, there's no question that we're in a good moment and just want to continue the good moment and put ourselves in a great spot for the break. You know, that's the most important thing. So we're sitting in a good spot before we have the running, and, you know, four of our last five on the running are away from home. So it's a really important game Saturday for sure.
Again, this Saturday, 7 o'clock at Rhino Stadium. Be there. Thanks a lot, Paul, and good luck on Saturday. We'll see you then.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Riley, the head coach of the Western New York Flash on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. 7 o'clock kickoff in Rhino Stadium this Saturday. Bring your friends, bring your family. Some see the best women's soccer players in the world right here in Rochester. When we return, it'll be Michael Lewis with the U.S. Soccer Report next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. She said you love you and you know that can't be.
Rochester Rhinos have two road matches this week as they look to move up the USL East standings. On Wednesday, the Rhinos travel north of the border to face Toronto FC 2 at 7 p.m. Then on Sunday, the Rhinos take on Bethlehem Steel at 4 p.m. Both matches can be seen live online at uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos are back home on Wednesday, August 3rd, hosting the Richmond Kickers at 7 p.m. Purchase your Rhinos tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of Your Choice Auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Western New York Flash play their final home match before the Olympic break this Saturday at 7 p.m. against the two-time NWSL champion FC Kansas City at Rochester Rhino Stadium. The Flash have just two home matches left in the regular season, so be sure to buy your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK. Go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650 is the phone number, and the website is topnotchmonogramming.com. U.S. Women's National Team getting ready for the Olympic Games. Show your support for the ladies by getting your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Of course, right around the corner, the U.S. men will be back at World Cup qualifying in September. So visit Tony and Michelle at Top Notch Monogramming. Tell them you heard about their store. Soccer is a kick in the grass. They are truly top-notch. And joining us now is one of the most dedicated soccer people in the United States. Even after watching two New York City matches, or the Red Bulls and New York City FC yesterday, he's covering another match tonight. Michael Lewis joins us. How are you doing, Michael?
Hey, how are you doing? I'm at a high school summer soccer league match between two teams from the North Fork of Long Island, Mattituck, and South Hole, two big rivals. But nothing, not as important as what transpired yesterday, or last night, I should say.
I watched the New York City FC Montreal match for many reasons, not least being Didier Drogba and Frank Lampard, two of my favorite players. But boy, New York City FC, a team that just is dominant on the road, and you know, when it comes down to playoff time, it may turn out to be one of the most important things that they have going for them is that road record, because probably if they get to the MLS Cup final, it's going to be at the Western Conference champions. So, but you know, you talk about Lampard and David Villa and Andrea Pirlo, but Jack Harrison is really coming of age in the league, and he's sort of a goal, could be a goal of the year that he scored against Montreal, which was the match winner yesterday.
I mean, you talk about, you know, he turned his defender, Ambrose Oyongo, inside out, not once but twice, and then just curled that, you know, into the net. I mean, it was a textbook goal. It was something maybe you could dream up in practice. You know, forget about doing it in the game, but he definitely did it. And, you know, every time you think Jack Harrison, you might have reached a limit. He surprises us all. Hey, he's only a rookie, and I've got a strange feeling he's going to be entertaining us for years to come. I hope so. And it's not because he's on NYCFC. I just love any young player who could do special things with the ball. I hope he has a nice long career, just like I hope Jordan Morris has the same thing for the Seattle Sounders.
Well, we'll see if any teams in Europe might be getting interest from teams overseas. He is a very young player. I'm sure he's probably getting a lot of experience and a lot of techniques and tips from, you know, guys like Frank Lampard and Andrea Pirlo, two of the best midfielders of their generation.
You know, it certainly can hurt. I mean, think of it. He's training every day with them. And, you know, some of it's instruction either from the coach or from his teammates. The other part is osmosis, just seeing what they do, their vision. And I understand vision is something that is inbred, but I think you can pick up certain things like that in soccer, learning how when to release the ball, when to be on the outside. And just, let's face it, you've got to have natural ability, and there's no doubt that, you know, Jack Harrison has that natural ability to make him a very, very special player. So we'll see.
We will. And New York City FC on the MLS site, they're talking about a chance for them to be one of the best road teams in the history of the league. The LA Galaxy in 2010 averaged 2 points per game on the road. Right now, New York City FC is averaging 1.9. And looking at their remaining road schedule, it starts on Sunday. It's down the road, but it's not very far away across the river to take on the Red Bulls. Then they go to San Jose, Columbus, Orlando, New England, Houston, and D.C., teams they certainly could do well against, but obviously they're looking at the game on Sunday, the Hudson River Derby, New York City Derby, and after the Red Bulls lost the first time against the New York City FC side in the last match, I'm sure they're going to be coming out. And after the draw yesterday, which I think was probably very disappointing after they played so well in the first half and they let Philly back into the game in the second half, they really need the points coming up on Sunday at home.
Oh, definitely. I'll tell you this. That wasn't a 2-2 draw. That was a 2-2 loss. They should have found a way to get out of there with 3 points. Sasha Kolesin, who scored two goals, you know, both of the Red Bulls' goals in the first half, I think said it all. We're men and we played like boys. And it was incredible that here was a team that had a 2-0 lead and they were panicking. And there's something very, very wrong about that at the professional level. And if Jesse Marsh can't solve this sooner, much sooner than later, this team could be in for a long second half of the season. I'm sort of like paraphrasing what Kolesin and Marsh did say to reporters after the match, but I agree with them. It was a bad situation. Think of it. It's a 2-2 draw. Philadelphia had a man red carded in the 72nd minute. And what does Jesse Marsh, the Red Bulls coach, have to do? He's got to pull his striker to bring on a fifth defender. That's how poorly the team was playing later on. So this is a great time to solve it against one of the hottest teams in the league. NYCFC has won five of the last six games. They're playing well. They've learned how to close out games on the road and even at the stadium. It's going to be a tough match for the Red Bulls. If you ask me, and I'm probably getting ahead of myself maybe in this, the talk that we're having, I've got to give the advantage entering the match to NYCFC. But as I've learned in MLS, we get surprised. And in soccer, we always get surprised. I will go out on a limb and make this prediction about the game on Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun, and there'll be a surprise or two. There always is when there's a Hudson River Derby match.
It's a big match, and the Red Bulls do have the historical advantage over NYCFC. It was only the first time they had ever beaten them was the last match. It was Jack Harrison who was the star, the man of the match. So it's a big weekend, though, for MLS, Michael, because you've got Montreal and Philadelphia Union, who are number 2 and 4 in the East, playing each other on Saturday, and then also the top two teams in the West will play each other. Colorado hosting FC Dallas, and a win by the Rapids would move them into first place in the Western Conference. So it's a big, lot of big matches, and can't forget the LA Galaxy in the feature match against the defending champion Portland Timbers. So a lot of good, matchups this week.
It just so happens it just works out perfectly. The last 2 weeks, in fact, we've had some really great matches among the top four teams in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, teams have to you schedule them. You can't make predictions on who's going to be where. But I live for these type of matches, you know, 1 versus 2, 2 versus 4, whatever. I'll be having my telescope, obviously, on one of those matches a lot. But hopefully I'll find some time to watch the others.
It should be a lot of fun. And we want to talk a little bit about the women, too, because they announced the women's Olympic team last week on Tuesday. They play on Friday in the last match before the Olympics at home against Costa Rica. And they're really pushing, U.S. Soccer's really pushing the women. They came out today with a special feature, 19 different short animated videos featuring each member of the team plus Jill Ellis. So they're really pushing, obviously, the Olympic team and getting them ready for Rio. So were you any surprises with the selection? I mean, I was very disappointed Sam Mewis was not named as one of the 18. The Flash were the only team that were left off of the 18-person roster for the Olympics, even though Sam is a alternate but not a member of the main team. What were your thoughts on the selection?
I generally agreed with most of the selections, but the one that I was a bit surprised is Megan Rapinoe. As talented as she is coming back from that knee injury suffered in December, and she hasn't had actual competition since then. And I'm not saying she can't do it or she doesn't have the ability to do it, but you just wonder in terms of match fitness, and I'm not just talking about body, but for mind, what she'll be like. Let's face it, she's going to be a substitute or maybe a starter who can go ahead. Perhaps, you know, 60 minutes in a match is my gut feeling. But that was a pleasant surprise. There's no doubt about her playmaking ability. She's the big assist maker on the team, at least through last year, although I think Mallory Pugh and Crystal Dunn might have something to say about it this year. But Jill Ellis saw something and she figured, heck, I'm going to put her on the 18-player roster. That's 5 players less than last year's Women's World Cup roster.
Makes a big difference. So if a player does get injured or something happens, then you can bring in one of the alternates. They all go to Brazil, so they're all available. They're just not on the main roster. So we'll see if Megan plays on Friday against Costa Rica. If not, she'll be ready to go for the Olympics. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's right around the corner in a couple weeks, and we'll be certainly covering it here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. So, Michael, enjoy the rest of your match, and enjoy the match on Sunday, or the New York City Derby. I'll certainly be watching it with great interest.
I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it's always fun to watch these two teams play, even though it'll only be the sixth match between the two. But this is going to become one classic rivalry, no doubt about it.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Monday, Michael.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Michael and Dick Howard, of course, as always, for being a part of our show. Also, thanks to Paul Riley, the head coach of the Western New York Flash, and GM Rich Randall for setting up that interview. And Canardo Forbes from the Rochester Rhinos and the person who takes care of everything for all of us in the media for the Rhinos, Casey Nucci. The Flash are home this Saturday, 7 p.m. against FC Kansas City. Call 271-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get tickets. The Rhinos at Toronto FC 2 on Wednesday at 7, and then Bethlehem Steel on the road Sunday at 4. Back home August 3rd, Wednesday evening against Richmond, 7 p.m. 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. This has been Andrew Battisti with Bob D'Angelo down in the control room at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.